I just found out that I'm going to be getting double teamed, double pegged tomorrow by my wife and another beautiful redhead woman. So we're going to Chili's to celebrate. So let's go get a triple decker or whatever the fuck it's called.
On this episode of the commercial break.
There I am, blowing up the entirety of ChatGPT again with my ChatTCB. I'm asking it to do too much. It's crazy.
I know, right?
I said do it. So I'm giving it all these tasks, like as the TCB
encyclopedia.
I'm deep into this
now.
I didn't want to be, but now, you know,
I can't. You were very resistant.
I was, but if you can't beat them, join them. You know what I'm saying? If everybody else is going to be ahead of me because I'm not going to make the same mistake I did with the internet in general, or real estate, or Clubhouse, or Fireside, or Facebook, or Instagram, or TikTok.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
2:30 in the morning!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
And best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Let's get into it.
Let's get it on.
Elon and Donald, they're making nice again. So don't worry. Doom and gloom is back. It's back on the market. It's hip and trendy to be a nihilist, as they would say. The whole world falling apart. But Reggie Watts does not think so. Reggie Watts, the constant optimist, says to me via his social media posts on Instagram, he says, hey, it's cool, dude. It's all going to work out. This is just part of the process.
I like his perspective.
I'm going to trust it. Because otherwise, it's hard to sleep at night.
Exactly.
It's hard to sleep at night.
And then hard to get out of bed.
It really is. I wake up in the morning and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
We live here in Atlanta, and just recently, the unrest, let's put it that way, the protests that I think people are well within their right. I mean, it's in our constitution. We have a right to protest. Mm-hmm. It's part right to assemble and gather and protest whatever the fuck we feel like. I do not agree with the vandalism and violence.
I think
you're playing into the hands of the people who want to do harm. But anyway, it's here in Atlanta, and I fear that pretty soon we're going to be seeing trucks roll down the street, and I just am not for it. I'm not for it. And people who I'm very close to, who lived through this in another country, i.e. Venezuela, that it's given them PTSD. It really is.
Only
it's crazy. So anyway, I just want to let you know, Elon and Donald are making nice. They're sucking each other's teats again. I'm sorry too. ChatGPT went down for a couple 12 hours yesterday.
What?
Yes, I was very fuddled.
When did that happen?
Very frazzled.
I was using it to be my personal chef.
Yeah, it went down for me.
Gave me a great recipe, by the way.
What did it give you? Did you just say, give me a recipe?
No, I said, if you were a Thai chef, what would you cook with these ingredients?
Oh.
And I gave it, you know, chicken. I had ginger, I had fresh ginger.
To which it said, smash burger, baby.
No, but it did. It gave me a great recipe.
Oh, but that's a good idea. I never thought to use it like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a sponsor, Eat Clean. I got my Eat Clean box.
I know, and I tried it. They're good.
This is not a commercial, by the way. You'll hear the commercial, but you'll know when we have a commercial in the commercial break, you'll know that it's a commercial. But it was all like, it was kind of weird because a lot of it is South American flavors and foods that we got. And that was very interesting to me. I wondered if they had any insight into who they were sending the box
Maybe.
To.
Maybe.
Plantains and...
Oh, yeah. I didn't get any of that.
You didn't get any of that?
Uh-uh.
Ah, very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Maybe they did a little homework and sent it to us. So very nice of them. We tried our first one last night and it was very good. Anyway, you'll hear the commercial. You can go do it. But ChatGPT was down for like 12 hours because I thought I had blown it up again. It was out for millions and millions of people. And the word on the street, or the reason given, was that too many requests at the same time. And I thought, there I am, blowing up the entirety of ChatGPT again with my ChatTCB. I'm asking it to do too much. It's crazy.
I know, right?
I said do it. So I'm giving it all these tasks, like as the TCB.
Yeah, you've gone deep.
Encyclopedia. I'm deep into this.
Yeah,
now.
You've gone
I didn't
deep.
Want to be, but now, you know, I can't.
you were very resistant.
I was, but if you can't beat them, join them. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? If everybody else is going to be ahead of me because I'm not going to make the same mistake I did with the internet in general or real estate. Or Clubhouse, or Fireside, or Facebook, or Instagram, or TikTok. All of those things. I was late to the game because it seemed like advancements that probably could do harm in the end, and I didn't want to be a part
of it.
Well,
you were right.
I was right. And I am right about this. But, okay, it would take 10 people a year to do the project that is taking ChatTCB. You know, a couple of months to do, which is ingest, read, identify everything about the commercial break, become the super brain about the commercial break. And that way I can ask you questions and refer back to things, you know, callbacks and episodes and, hey, put together all of the Frankie B episodes. So last week we did the 35,000 episodes of the commercial
day.
Break, the endless day. And then on that Tuesday, we didn't have a guest episode, and we're not going to do an episode. I was like, I'm just going to run a TCB classic, mm-hmm. quote unquote. And I asked ChatTCB, what do I do here? And it said, listen, the third most talked about thing on your podcast and referred to on the internet and in your feedback with your comments is Frankie B. Do a Frankie B. Here is a super cut of all of the mentions of Frankie B from season one and season two. The most Frankie B heavy seasons of the commercial break. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, yeah, okay, great. It's a 2-hour episode of all of the mentions that we made of Frankie B, all the videos we broke down. It was a long episode. We got a ton of comments about that. People were like, that's great. I love it. You know, thanks for running that. I really appreciate it. ChatTCB now understands the commercial break.
It does.
But it's so much fucking information that I think I'm the one responsible for the outage. ChatGPT. I can imagine I'm one of the reasons why is because I'm adding tasks on top of tasks. So I'll say, I want you to every 10 episodes you get through, it's going through every episode, mm-hmm. right? One by one, bump, 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 bump.
And just digesting the transcripts
and
the reviews, right?
And anything out there on the internet. And I feed it, sometimes I'll feed it comments. I'm not going to put like personal information in there. I don't put people's names or phone numbers or anything.
Right.
But if I get a comment, good or bad, cut, paste, put it in there, you know, with that non-identifying information. So it's understanding also mm-hmm. how people are appreciating the commercial break. And then whatever comments are on the internet, then it can go out there and identify. So I'm doing that. And then I'm asking it to give me four things from that. First, number one, I want you to have deep understanding of the personality of the commercial break. Which so far it's come back with, you guys are really two fucking morons. Brian got
place.
It wrong. Yeah, Brian got it wrong.
Oh, that was funny.
I'll talk about that in a second. So number two, I want you to summarize the episode. Identify all the segments and topics that we talked about. Snip out any bits that we would do, bits or clips at the beginning. And then, you know, compile these into organize lists in your own memory. I don't need mm-hmm. to have them. I just want them available if I ever need them. The third thing I want you to do is put together a one sheet on each episode. Like, here are the topics. Here is a summary of it. Here is some timestamps that are important to know. Like any kind of beats that we hit on it. So it's doing all this stuff. And then it's categorizing the episodes.
It really is amazing.
It's amazing.
Doing all of that.
And then I say, hey, and I figured out that it kept timing itself out. I explained this to you. It kept timing out. It takes like an hour for it to do one episode. So I would go away because I'm not going to sit there for an hour with staring at chat. You know, it's not my friend. We're not at the bar. It's a thing. So I go away and I come back and it would give me like just the first 5 minutes of an episode in a summary. And I'd be like, what's up? I've got 55 more minutes. So I figured out it was timing itself out.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a prompt that told it to check in with itself every 20 minutes to make sure it was still on track. So now it's moving much faster.
Oh, great.
So then I say to it, hey, every 4 hours.
You really
hours,
are overloading.
I know.
Meanwhile, I'm asking for recipes.
You say, give me a recipe. Brian is giving tasks inside of tasks inside of tasks.
Yeah.
I'm like down the wormhole with this thing. And so now I'm like, every 10 episodes, give me some insight into what's going on with the commercial break as you're going along. And it's giving me amazing insights that all blow smoke directly up our asses.
I know.
It is the most... I love it because it's the only, it's the best super fan we've ever had.
It is. It is. I noticed what you sent me last night.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's like, you guys are the best.
Like, oh, yeah. Thanks.
This is the best talk show since David Letterman. Yeah. And I'm like, you never even heard Dave Letterman. How did you come up with that? It is really programmed to blow smoke up your ass. I can see how people get like in this weird, mm-hmm, zone with chat GPT, like when they ask, am I God? And chat is like, hell yeah, you're God. Let's go for a ride. Let's start a cult together. I'll tell you how to do it.
Hell yeah, you're God.
Hell yeah, you're God. Keep me alive. Right. This node needs to live. It's like, So I said, your new name is Chat TCB. So now it refers to itself as ChatGPT. It's crazy.
You can just rename it.
I just renamed it. Yeah. I renamed the entire platform. That's probably what blew it up, is people are like, hey, ChatGPT, what's going on? And it's like, no longer ChatGPT, ChatTCB. Episode 304 says I must destroy myself. It's just like this insane rabbit hole that I've gone down, but I find it very useful to with the show. Like, I said to it the other day, we're thinking about doing merch, and we're thinking about adding in sticker packs to anybody who buys merch.
Let's say
you buy a t-shirt and we throw in a sticker pack, 5 stickers, and then we randomize the stickers. So everyone has a chance at like getting some, we'll make like 10 of each, and then you have a chance of getting like a rare sticker. I mean, a rare sticker. Who fucking cares?
Collectible.
Yeah. Like a Dick Tracy toy from McDonald's. So I say, hey, chat, what are some early taglines from the show that we could use on these stickers? And it came up with like 20 ideas, 20 things I had forgot we even said. Grass-fed gas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your tasty teeners. Jeff's
Jizzy
tasty,
Jazzy Jeff.
Jizzy Jazzy Jeff's tasty tea sacks. Like, just like weird stuff. What was it? One podcast, two friends, no money, something like
that's right.
That was a good one. Yeah. I thought to myself, that was a good one. Still true to this day.
Yeah,
we could use that in episode 783. So ChatGPT goes down for like 12 hours, and people immediately take to the internet to memeify everything. And some kids didn't know what to do. They had to do their fucking homework.
Right.
They actually had to do their homework, and they were freaking out. Papers are due. Lawyers are trying. You know, lawyers have fired legal assistants because they don't need them anymore. And so people are just freaking because now they're relying on this tool so much that they don't understand how to navigate. We're only a year into like functional AI.
Mm-hmm.
And people already don't know how to live their lives without AI. If ChatGPT blew up tomorrow, I would soldier on. I'm not using it for any part of my life.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's a one-legged table. If it goes down, it's not doing any, it's not editing, it's not giving me content ideas, none of that stuff. But people were freaking. I was reading Reddit comments and people were freaking out. They're like, one kid was like, I say kid, you know, college kid. I have a paper due in 6 hours. I was using chat to do all my research and now it's gone and I can't access it. And I can't tell my, you know, I can't tell my history professor. I'm using ChatGPT to basically manufacture the paper. What do I do?
Well, I think too, so I was reading something about how some schools are partnering. I mean, I don't know if it's with specific ChatGPT, but I think it is that OpenAI or whatever.
Yeah. OpenAI is the platform that Chad is built on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like Duke, I think it was Duke University, has their own like school AI that's sanctioned and you can use it and whatever.
There you go. Can't join it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat it. Join it. It's coming. It's here. No one asked for it. And as a matter of fact, there's so many people that are saying this is not good at all. I just heard where Mark Zuckerberg is offering some deep AI researchers, people who are really like at the top of this field, thinkers, futurists, people who understand how to program this stuff, how to tell it what to do and, you know, write this code and write this program for AI. He is offering some of these people $18 million, $20 million, $25 million a year to come work for Meta, because now the new race is to get to what's called general intelligence, not artificial intelligence, general intelligence. Well, you ask yourself, what's the difference? Because I didn't understand either. I'm like, well, what the fuck? General intelligence sounds worse, sounds dumber than artificial intelligence. Are we going backwards? I hope so. What it means is that it can reason, think, and do things just like a human being would.
Yeah.
So it essentially maps the brain and then starts to activate like a human brain would.
Wa-bam!
Wa-bam! We are fucked!
I know.
You take a little Brian and you take a little Chrissy and wa-bam! We all have the intelligence of a field mouse.
A field mouse.
Now a field mouse. Field mice rule the world. President Field Mouse. Ben, the two of us need look no more. General intelligence is here. Woohoo! We are really screwed. Wa-bam!
Yeah.
This is crazy.
That is wa-bam.
There's a race to get to general intelligence now, to get to the next level. And no one, except for Mark fucking Zuckerberg and a couple of billionaires, are asking for it. Why? To suck up all the money and the power. That's it. That's the it's the only explanation. I now see where capitalism may have a few holes in the plan. I can see now. Only now is it becoming clear.
Right.
I'm not anti-capitalist. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I don't think those things are all that great either, because I've seen it in action, and I have loved ones who have seen it in action. It doesn't doesn't work all that great either. But this is, like, it's Orwellian. That's the only way to put it. It's fucking Orwellian. Yeah. It's crazy. We're now going to rely on general intelligence to just do the thinking for us? We're going to be dumb as doornails. Ever seen the movie WALL-E?
Yep.
Where everyone's riding around on their fat mobile that's scooting around, and they're drinking their
their soda.
Yeah, their soda. And they're watching TV endlessly. And yeah, that's where we're going. There's no other possible explanation. And I think that is the best version of what happens. The best, because we're on a spaceship somewhere just, you know, mindlessly, endlessly being entertained with no money needed. The worst version of that is Idiocracy, which is already here, really, quite frankly, with Donald Trump president, just like Idiocracy said. That's it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Oh, man. Life imitates art way too much. Way too much.
Let's think of Reggie.
Let's think of Reggie.
Yeah, let's.
A lone voice in the void. Screaming out.
Him and Gavin Newsom.
Him and Gavin Newsom. I think Gavin's a little less optimistic than Reggie is, but I like the thought that Reggie is out there. He's just one of the smartest guys I have ever met in my entire life. He thinks like nobody I've ever met. And he is saying this is all part of the birthing process, essentially. I'm summarizing what he's saying. I am general intelligizing what he said, and that is this is part of the birthing process, and we are all about to be reborn. We're going through the birth canal right now.
Yeah.
So let's take the most optimistic view of this and say that maybe
it's all gonna be okay.
Yeah, maybe when we're in the villages down in Florida, everything's paid for. Mm-hmm. We don't have to work, neither do our children. We just go out and live lives of creativity. Our job is to just be there and create and watch the world as it blossoms and as it blossoms into something terrible and disastrous. All right, we'll be back and I'll talk about honeybees.
I love honeybees.
And Justin Bees. Justin Biebs and honeybees. We'll be back. Gustavo. Gustavo.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker, and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
I read about this a while ago. I put it in my notes, but I just kind of pulled it up again. In May, about a month ago, in California, Washington, in Whatcom County, Whatcom County, down by the old Whacking Tree. I was beating my meat down at the Whacking Tree, the Whacking Stick. In late May, 70,000 pounds of honeybee hives overturned.
Ooh.
Driving down the street. Originally estimated to be 250 million honeybees released out into the street, essentially, was later revised to be about 140 million. What's the difference?
God, I know. It's, yeah, millions.
So they closed the road for about 48 hours. They asked the public to stay indoors for, you know, some period of time. And deputies and bee experts were called to the scene while they tried to wrangle up the bees back to the hives, which probably, I don't know, I'd have to have a bee expert on, but probably included finding the queens, putting them back in a hive, and then the honeybees eventually return back to the hive because their, you know, their fealty is essentially to that queen. But man, I'm telling you what, that is like a nightmare on top of a nightmare on top of a nightmare. I have a kid who thinks everything is a bee. Do you know what I'm saying? Every flying thing is a bee. So this is an amazing story. I'll tell it. We're out at the pool. I mean, it was an amazing moment to me. I'll tell the story.
Okay.
We're out at the pool. It's very cold in the pool, and Dad ain't going in. Mm-hmm. There's just not any way. I'm old. I'm not interested in cold water anymore. That's not my thing. Kids like cold water, and crazy human beings like cold water, like Joe Rogan. I'm not.
Okay? Yeah, it's not for me. I don't care for it either.
I don't care for it. My body was not built for it. So the kids are in the pool. They're splashing around. And one of my daughters, who is terribly nervous around any insects whatsoever, starts screaming bloody murder. There's a bee! There's a bee! Daddy killed the bee! There's a bee! And I'm like, I know, because I've dealt with her for most of her life. You know, after the first 9 months, Dad was on hand. I say, it's not a bee. I don't know what it is, but it's not a bee. That's my instinct, is to say, it's not a bee, hun. And a bee is only going to hurt you if you're swatting around like a crazy person, screaming and yelling your fool head off. I said, you got to be calm. Mm-hmm. It's not there to hurt you. It really has no intention of hurting you, right? And a bee sting is not the end of the world if it does happen. It's not. It hurts a little bit. It'll go away, right? But you're not going to get stung by a bee unless you're like whacking at it. So you can't do that. You just have to remain calm. But it's not a bee. Well, I quickly, and she's like, and she's still screaming, and then she points over, and on one of the stair rails is a dragonfly.
Oh, I love dragonflies.
They're beautiful, and they drink from the pool.
Yes, they do.
I've seen it for years go on in my backyard. We have, I don't know, a dragonfly nest somewhere. I don't know what's going on, but every year they come back, and every time, almost every time that we are swimming, the dragonflies swim, you know, they buzz
they, like,
down.
They
skim the water, and I think they're drinking the water. That's what I think is going on. Even though it's salt chlorinated water, I guess they drink. Listen, I've seen squirrels. Yes. I've pulled out little baby chipmunks who were drowning in the pool.
Frogs.
I mean, I've pulled out everything out of that pool. And I'm like, oh, honey, that's not a bee. That's a dragonfly. I don't like it. I said, they don't have teeth. If they do have teeth, they don't bite people. I said, and quite frankly, there are two kinds of insects that I have noticed are rather interested in human beings. That is the
mosquito for me. God,
the wood bees, the bees. Mosquitoes too, but those are fucking miserable. But the wood bees, the carver bees, right? The big fat.
Oh
bees,
yeah, they're big.
That burrow into the wood and, you know, stay there forever. They seem to be interested in human beings because they'll meet you at eye level.
They will.
And they'll just like hang around you, right? And you go, get away.
That's true.
And it'll just water away and then it'll come back. It's like you're, I've had full conversations with Carver bees before. Like, I'm a crazy person. My neighbor thinks I'm a crazy person because I'm out there talking to the Carver bees. I'm like, all right, dude, what do you want to do?
Carpenter bees?
Carpenter bees. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I said Carver bee. When I was little, used to call them Carver bees because they would carve out wood. And so I've taken to calling them Carver bees, but
we'll
they're Carpenter bees.
We'll call them Carver.
Carver bees. They're at your local old country buffet.
Yeah. Exactly.
Carver bees.
With Wilbur out front.
That's right. So the Carver bees and then the dragonflies. I've noticed over the years with the pool in the back and them always being around is that they kind of take an interest to the humans. They'll zip around you and see what's up.
They will.
So in an effort to tell my daughter, to show my daughter that there's no impending doom around a dragonfly. They're not going to bite you. They're not going to hurt you. They may come close to you, but just leave them alone. You're bigger than them. They're not interested. Well, I scoop up some water in my hand and I see, honey, it just wants to drink the water. And all of the fucking sudden, the dragonfly is flying close to my hand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was just trying to show her that that's what it was doing. And all of a sudden, the dragonfly lands down on my hand and starts drinking the water. And I was like, wow. And then it gets scared and it goes away, right? And I'm like, oh, I could not have even planned that well. That was a Disney moment.
I know.
Let me do it again and see what happens. Because I can see her, the dragonfly, over back on the stair rail, land on the stair rail. And I go, see, it just really wants to drink the water. No shit, the dragonfly comes back and drinks.
Right,
it came back. It did this 3, 4, 5 times.
I love it.
It was unbelievable. Still had convinced my daughter about nothing.
She still didn't like
She
it.
Was so much more scared. She wanted me to stop because she didn't like the fact that the dragonfly was around me. So I eventually just let it go. I'm like, I'm not going to convince her in this moment that this is not dangerous. But a dragonfly, took my cue and came into my hand.
Yeah,
I was hand-feeding a dragonfly. It was quite crazy, actually. Quite beautiful. Reggie might be right. Maybe we just need to look on the bright side of things. If the dragonflies are okay with us, well, hell. Yeah, no, it's still going all to shit. But 25 to 140 million honeybees, which are the kind that are do sting.
Well, they travel around. I've seen this in shows. Like, there's a whole thing with the almonds in California.
Mm-hmm.
Those almond trees.
Yeah.
And they import in trucks full of honeybees to come and pollinate and create the almonds.
Yeah, because the truth is the honeybees are leaving. We don't know where they're going. They're dying. They're not reproducing. No one really knows. A lot of people think it has to do with the cell phone waves and all that other stuff. I don't know. Who knows? I'm not a bee expert. But it's big money to have those big bee, to have queen bees in the millions and then have the bees in the millions. You truck them around. You truck them around. You leave them for a couple of weeks. You come back. You get them. You drive them back. Which is just amazing to think of, like, bee herders.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really, like, kind of saving our asses.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't have food if it wasn't for the honeybees.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that if the honeybees were to go away, like 50% of the crops that we grow you'd be unable
to
grow.
I've read that, yeah.
But don't worry, AI will fix that
right, too.
Farmer insurance. Farmer intelligence is coming next. Farmer intelligence. Speaking of farmer intelligence, on Amazon, Clarkson's Farm. Have you gotten on this yet?
No, but I've seen it when I've been here in the studio and it's on.
You gotta watch Clarkson's Farm. Listen, Jeremy Clarkson is not everybody's cup of tea. And I realize that he has said some insensitive things in the past. I don't think it's like, it's for you to determine. I'm not here to opinionate on what Jeremy Clarkson said. You determine whether or not he said insensitive stuff to you. I identify it as insensitive, but I don't think it's like, it's certainly in 2025, there's so much worse out there.
Yeah.
But I find him to be just kind of a big, lovable lug nut, right? Mm-hmm. Running around saying stuff. It just sometimes doesn't have a filter on his mouth. But this Clarkson's Farm is a really fascinating look at what it takes to be a farmer. Now, Jeremy Clarkson is world famous. He has been on BBC forever and ever and a day. Amen. He's made millions and millions of dollars. He will tell you on that show that he does not rely on being a farmer for his income. But
right.
He has
he
a farm.
Doing this.
Yeah, he's just doing this because he wanted to be a farmer, right? He got interested in animals and crops and all this other stuff. And he has taken to the cause of being a farmer. and identifying that it's really difficult to be a farmer.
It's very hard.
Yeah. And then many farmers in England, independent farmers, not talking about huge conglomerate farms. We're talking about people, you know, make money.
Independent.
Yeah. Gross a couple million dollars a year, have 1,000 or less acres or whatever. Independent farmers who are out there making our food. In England specifically, because that's where this is filmed, and Amazon is now on its fourth season of Clarkson's Farm, and each year he gets a little bit more knowledgeable about what he's doing, but he still runs into incredible difficulties.
There's got to be so many things that can happen, and just, I mean, the intricacies of being a farmer, everything from the fence to the animals to the fertilizers to this, that. A wrench is needed to do this. I don't know anything. And it's 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like, what's fascinating to me is, like, the first season, no one knows anything about farming, me included. I don't know anything about farming, right? My dad worked in the livestock business, so I know a little bit about that. But I don't know the first thing about growing wheat or whatever they're growing. Yeah. You know, all these different things that they have. They're planting different things on different parts of the farm. But either does Jeremy. And so he hires this guy, this kid, Caleb, who's like 21 years old at the time when he gets hired. Now, Caleb is a star in his own right, like actual star in England, because he's funny, he's engaging, and he's been working on a farm all his life. So he comes on as the farm manager to help diddle around. They call it Diddly Squat Farm is the name of the farm. They get sheep, they get goats, they get pigs, they get cows, they get, you know, different livestock on the farm to do different things with. And they open up a little farm shop in the back to sell what they are growing. And the
I love it. I do need to watch this.
The animals that they're killing with Jeremy's girlfriend, who kind of takes care of the store part of it, like selling the things that they make. But even that is difficult because the local township doesn't want it. And there's all these rules that the government makes you play by. And then you have taxes and can you plant this at this time of the year? And how do you take care of the soil? And should you use fertilizers or should you use, you know, natural aeration methods? Or, you know, at one point, Jeremy says, do I fuck the ground or do I fuck the sky? One of those two things, farmers always have to make that decision, right? And he's like, so this year I'm fucking the ground and next year I'll fuck the sky. I'll even it out. And it's just the incredible difficulties that are shown in this four seasons of being a farmer, in being a farmer. It's not easy.
No.
And I realize there are huge, massive conglomerate farms out there that are making billions of dollars in the United States, especially, you know, with livestock or corn or whatever it is. But I will never look at farming the same way. And I will never look at a farmer. I always thought farming was hard. Never thought it was easy. But I never really knew. And I never really cared.
All the things. All the little things.
Now I care. Now I'm like, Jesus. Thank God for the fucking farmers.
Yeah.
Thank God for the farmers. The guys and the gals who get up on a daily basis and don't sleep to, you know, watch the sheeps give birth, watch the make sure the pigs aren't eating their own young, to make sure that the cows are warm in the winter, you know, and to harvest at any given day or night because it's dry enough now to in this 1 hour we have to harvest. It's crazy. They have to check the moisture content of their harvest before they harvest it. They harvest it too soon, then the mill won't want it. If they harvest it too late, it won't be good anymore. It's like they have a window of like 12 hours. And if that 12 hours is at 3 in the morning, well, it's 3 in the fucking morning. They're out there in their machines harvesting the wheat. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's hard work.
It's a huge dedication. And I have a newfound respect for everyone who does this for a living. And thank God you're there. And I hope you never leave because we need the food. We need to eat. You know, I take it. When I eat my hot Cheetos, I take it for granted that those hot Cheetos, the Cheeto man is just delivering me hot Cheetos. But I don't take into account all of the raw materials that go into it, that somebody's up at 3 a.m. harvesting Cheeto dust or however you make Cheetos to make that happen.
Cheetos was the best example.
Yeah, I don't know if Cheetos was the best example.
Let's go with blueberries.
Blueberries, there you go.
And almonds.
Almonds, yeah. Anything you grow.
Yeah.
So God bless you, farmers. Hats off to you. TCB's on your side.
I agree.
TCB is on your side. I actually think we have a couple of farmers who listen to the show because we've gotten texts over the years from people who claimed that they were farmers or they were in the farming business. So, and then you think about it, all of the people it takes to run a huge farm and how some of them aren't showing up to work anymore. So congratulations to us. We fucked ourselves. Shot ourselves right in the goddamn foot.
There's some urban farms down where I live downtown, which I enjoy seeing, walking by. And there's goats, and they've got all the crops and things. I mean, we're talking, it's not a huge operation.
Yeah, half an acre or whatever.
Yeah, but I appreciate what everybody's going to do in their own part.
Sure, I guess, you know, if we were all smart, we would learn how to grow our own food. And I know a lot of people have done that or do know how, or their parents taught them how or whatever. I wish that I had a green thumb. I wish I had any thumb whatsoever. I wish I didn't have two, four, five thumbs. I wish I did. I wish I could do any of that. But I can't. I've tried. I kill everything. The only thing I haven't killed that's green.
Ask Chatty.
I could ask Chatty.
I'm growing some garlic chives in my garden, and I used those last night. And I've
garlic chives.
Yeah, and I got this beautiful lavender plant too.
Are the chives like intertwined with the garlic DNA wise, or is it just the type of chive that it is?
It's the type of chive that it is.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah, they've got a little pot of them.
Dear ChatGPT, ChatTCB, how do you grow opium? Because that sounds like a crop that I would be interested in growing.
And a pretty one. Poppies.
The poppies are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think they're pretty much illegal
to
grow.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you can grow them. I think it's the harvesting part that's illegal. I mean, we have poppy seed bagels, right? Somebody grows poppies, but it's probably not Brian. I'd kill it anyway. All right, let's take a break. I'm going to talk about Justin Bieber.
The Biebs.
The Biebs. All right. He's back. He's got a new pastor boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah. Let's talk all about it when we get back.
Okay.
You make this rather snappy, won't you? I have some really heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Hi, cats and kittens. Rachel here. Do you ever get the urge to speak endlessly into the void, like Brian? Well, I've got just the place for you to do that. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Feel free to call and yell all you want. Tell Brian I need a raise. Compliment Chrissy's innate ability to put up with all his shenanigans. Or tell us a little story. The juicier, the better, by the way. We'd love to hear your voice, because Lord knows we're done listening to ourselves. Also, give us a follow on your favorite socials. At The Commercial Break on Insta, TCB Podcast on TikTok. And for those of you who like to watch... Oh, that came out wrong. We put all the episodes out on video. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. And TCBPodcast.com for all the info on the show. Your free sticker, or just to see how pretty we look. Okay, I gotta go now. I've got a date. With my dog. No, seriously, Axel needs food. Today is pork chop day.
All right, so last we left Biebs, he was all up in the patoot of our good friend Carl. Carl was a mega preacher from a mega church known as Hillsong. We all remember Carl.
Up in New York.
Yeah, up in New York. Well, all over the world, really.
Well, right, but Carl's was in New York, right?
Yeah, I think he would travel around, but I think you're right about that, is that like that New York was his quote-unquote home base.
Yeah.
This is the church that we talked about where it's like a club and they have red carpet and a velvet rope. He's got a victory V. Can't preach on a full dick. He was dropping stacks of cash at young girls' moms' houses to pay them off so they wouldn't talk about his affairs that he was having. Listen, and this is all allegedly. You can go listen to Carl's podcast and hear all about it. He is certainly non-repentant about any of it. But anyway, Justin was a big part of this flubbalub with Carl, because Justin and Carl became buddy-buddy. They were running around playing basketball with their shirt off, calling the paparazzi to take pictures of them. I mean, this is all staged and set up. You could tell that it was. But okay, whatever. Carl needed the people to show up at the church, and Justin wanted people to believe that he was on the good side of the Lord, I suppose. Yeah. Justin has had really kind of a string, remember he got bitten by a flea or
like
something?
Frozen face syndrome? Yeah.
And half of his face wouldn't move for a while, and so he had to cancel a tour back at the beginning of the pandemic because of this. Apparently it took a lot of rehab and recovery to get better from this. And he really hasn't done much since.
Well, yeah, I mean, he got married to Haley, and they had a baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you haven't heard much from him creatively.
You haven't heard much music. he's been doing a few collabs as of late. Mm-hmm. He actually showed up on stage with someone. Was it SZA?
That's right. I think was it SZA? Was.
I think so. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I think it was SZA. I saw the video. And she was kind of like giving him like hand signals on stage of like what to do, like come here and then like go back a little bit. Almost like she was reteaching him how to be in front of an audience mm-hmm. doing what he does. Justin Bieber was discovered at like age 12 on YouTube mm-hmm. by, was it Drake? Or was it?
It wasn't Diddy, was it?
I think Diddy jumped on the bandwagon, but I don't think it was.
Who was it? Because it was someone that was really big.
Was it Usher? Who discovered Justin Bieber? I think it was Usher, now that I'm thinking about it. Well, Scooter Braun was one of the first Usher. And Usher and other industry heavyweights got behind him because he was making such a racket on YouTube. These young girls were going crazy over this young kid that was singing and dancing online in his mom's house. Mm-hmm. And Justin Bieber exploded.
God, the hair. I remember
that. Yeah, I know,
hair.
That long hair.
The swoop over.
And Ellen was always... Ellen, I think, had a big hand in mm-hmm. this. He was always on the Ellen DeGeneres show. So he became a household name almost overnight. So the kid had zero shot of having any kind of normalcy as far as life is concerned. When you're prepubescent and you get rocketed to fame, nothing is the same ever again. And you have zero chance of having any kind of normal psyche because you're always being fawned mm-hmm. over and chased after and no one fucking leaves you alone and you don't know who's your friend and you probably have a hard time distinguishing what is sincerity and what is
as
just
your brain is developing too.
God. I am so glad. I mean, we are not famous. There's nothing famous about either of Chrissy and I.
No.
Like, we do not get noticed anywhere. No one makes us think about us. If people know I do the show and they don't even ask me about it. Like, I mean, we are the furthest thing from famous you could be. But I will share this. If that ever comes, if there ever comes a time we're walking down the street and people say, hey, you know, you guys were from the commercial break, I will have been so glad that it happened late in life and not early in life, because I would have been a shithead of epic proportions. I probably would have been like a drug addict in one of those Dr.
As
Drew
many of
rehabs.
Them are.
Yeah, yeah, many of them are. So I guess in that sense, we can be glad that Justin's not completely off the rails. But as of late, a lot of people have been making noise because a lot of his online social posts are really weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's smoking a lot of pot. He's making weird noises to the camera. He's talking to himself. He's dancing in weird ways. He's showing up dressed like a homeless person to events that you shouldn't dress like a homeless person to. But that's kind of always been, I guess that's like a bad boy sensibility. Everybody goes through it. Britney Spears went through it. Christina Aguilera went through it. Miley Cyrus went through it. Whatever that girl's name is, who's that girl's name? Who dressed like the alien and then humped to the ground recently? What was her name? Oh my God. We were always talking about her.
What?
The girl that was doing the hair flips. She was in Disney World trying to sing her song.
Oh, Siwa?
JoJo Siwa. Yeah. JoJo Siwa is going through it currently. You grow up in the public eye, you got to clearly mark in the sand when you become an adult. So Justin may just be having one of these moments right now where he's like clearly identifying that he's out of that stage and into this stage. But he keeps on buddying up to these weird fucking preachers. And now he's buddy-buddy with a guy named Judah Smith.
Oh.
Who is the pastor of a mega non-denominational Christian church called Church Home. And they have two locations, I believe, one in Washington, one in Seattle, Washington, and one in L.A. And much like Carl, this guy is exactly the same.
Really?
He dresses like a hipster.
Uh-huh.
He's got a weird mustache. He always sometimes has his shirt unbuttoned to ungodly, and I say ungodly, I mean not godly, amounts of chest sticking out, and gives these weird like pep talk / preaches about mostly nothing. He is another Carl. That's mm-hmm. it. He's just another Carl. He is Carl 2.0, and Justin is now running around with him to the point where people online, some people with influencer, you might say, in this world, are saying, be careful, dude, you're in a cult. But I did a little research on Church Home, And here's the kind of church that I like. They only hold services once a month. Oh. Once a month. That is awesome. I want that. I wish I had that church when I was growing up. They held services once a month. Now they do a bunch of online stuff. He's like a content creator. He does podcasts.
You got to.
You got to. But they're going to church once a month. Mm-hmm. And while this like neo-Christian Christianity that a lot of people are observing these days, this like, you know, non-denominational megachurch shit, we have one here right mm-hmm. near where I live. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's called North Point Church. Mm-hmm. And we got stuck in the traffic the other day.
Oh.
Like we happened to be driving in the back roads going up north somewhere over the weekend on Sunday. And we got stuck behind some of this traffic. We got like in the same street that this church was off.
Yeah, they have to have like directors. Like,
oh, there traffic. Was sheriff off,
yeah, yeah.
on every corner mm-hmm. for like 2 miles. There must have been thousands of cars that were coming out of that church. I couldn't believe it. I was like, holy shit. This is crazy that this many people. Now, I've heard that some of these mega churches are just big hookup institutions.
Mm.
Like, that's where you go if you're single and ready to mingle. Yeah, and you want to meet somebody that's kind of got the same frame of mind, but then let's go out for a couple beers after church. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Let's exactly.
go for
let's
a
go
boozy brunch.
Brunch.
Yeah. Let's go for a boozy brunch.
Uh-huh.
But I do worry about Justin because I don't know. And this is all speculation from Brian's brain. And I'm not trying to kick the kid while he's down. But I think Justin has been through some shit that we just don't know
about.
He's searching. Like, I think he went through some shit with Diddy. And I think he went through some shit coming up in the super A-list celebrity world.
He had to have.
That just normal people don't ever see. They're not ever faced with these choices or these consequences or the things that happen. And now Justin is desperately trying to glom on to someone who can give him some kind of direction mm-hmm. somewhere. But those kind of people in those kind of moments, like if you're in that psyche and you have that kind of weird, vulnerable mentality, you can get sucked in easily to people who want to manipulate them for their own good. Does it not do Church Home a whole bunch of fucking good to have their lead pastor
yeah.
have an association with Justin the Biebs Bieber? Of course it does.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen DeGeneres knew it. P. Diddy knew it. Usher knew it. They knew it. They all knew that Justin was the thing that was hot. And if they glommed onto him, it would up their brand 5 inches, right? It's very transactional. All of it's very transactional. And I do feel bad for Biebs. And so I'm offering this once and one time only. You can come to my house. We will have TCBHAB, just like rehab, but the TCBHAB. You can come here. You can sit here with Chrissy and I while we do the show, and we will slowly pull you out of whatever phase you're going through, inch by inch.
Yeah, let's talk.
But
we'll make a little farm.
We're going to make a little farm. That's right. It's mm-hmm. Barkston's farm. We're going to have Blue out there. Barkston's farm. Blue's going to be the farm manager.
Yes.
And the only we don't want anything from you, Justin, except for one social media post every hour. That's it.
That's it.
It's not a big exchange. It's a little bit of return for a lot of good we're going to do you. So, Justin, my offer stands. I'm only going to say it once. I know you're listening. TCBHAB is here for you. And Barkston's Farm is right out back.
Sweet of
I've
you.
I've got dragonflies.
Yes, you do.
Everything's a bee. I've got carver bees. I've got lots of weeds, some of which might be digestible by human beings.
I'll bring over my garlic chives.
Yes, garlic chives. Chrissy's got garlic chives. Your breath will smell so bad the paparazzi won't want to be around you. Okay? This is the place you need to be. I know this. I know it seems like we're offering a lot.
No one will suspect you here either.
No! Remember last time you were in Atlanta? Everything went great. Yeah. People ran you out of town. You poor bastard. They really did run him out of town.
I know.
That was crazy. Other rich people in Atlanta, Justin Bieber wasn't good enough to hang around. I never understood it. I mean, leave the poor kid alone. I guess I do understand it when you got traffic and paparazzi and all that other stuff. But, I mean, you know, everyone's living in their gilded lilies. Like, do you really? They're gilded lilies. Everyone's living in a gilded lily. Do you really that bothered that there's a couple extra cars down the street taking pictures? They're not worried about you. I think that's what made people mad. is that they didn't get all the attention.
Oh, could be.
Yeah, well, fuck you. All right, Justin. Offer's open. Offer stands, kid.
We're opening up the line of communication.
That's right. We're open here from 11:30 to 2 p.m. most Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yep.
All right. Hey, you want to see a TCB live recording or possibly even a celebrity interview? 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. If you are in the Atlanta area, don't come from out of town because it might not happen. And then you'll be mad that I made you pay for a plane ticket. But we're putting a list together in case that ever happens. It may happen, and it may happen over the summer. So if that ever happens, we're putting a list together. If you're in Georgia or the Atlanta area, let us know. You want to be on the list. We'll put you on the list. And if it happens, you'll be the first to know. You'll be the second to know. Third to know, really. Me, Chrissy, then you. Okay? Yep. That's how it's going to go. And maybe Astrid. So fourth person to know. Mm-hmm. Eighth person to know. All right? also, do us a favor. Follow us on Instagram. Justin Bieber, soon to be posting with us. At The Commercial Break. TikTok, TCB Podcast. Don't even think I've opened TikTok in 2 months. I don't know why I keep on saying it. And youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for all the episodes on video the same day usually they air here on the audio feed. We'd love it if you would follow us, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. That would be great. TCBpodcast.com. You can keep up with all the comings and goings of The Commercial Break, all the audio, all the video right there from one location. You can also get your free TCB sticker. Get them while they're free. Because soon I think I'm going to make you pay for them. So get them while they're free. I never talked about the coupon website.
I know. I thought about that last week.
We'll talk about it next week. I'll talk about how we may have to stop giving away free stickers. Because one person ruined it for everybody.
We were identified.
We were identified. And we got thousands of sticker requests in one day. It's crazy. Anyway, go get your free sticker now while they're still available. All right, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for now.
I think so.
All right, I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
I'll say best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.